The website for today's guest, Terry Clark, is catalystpeople.com. Again, that's spelled CatalystPeople.com. And there you'll find out everything you ever wanted to know about Terry Clark. And Terry, the name of your ministry, as I mentioned earlier, is Catalyst People, and you did a very good job explaining the meaning of catalyst. But what would you say is a catalyst person?
I think a catalyst person is that genuine worshiper, because their focus is completely on Jesus, because His Holy Spirit has been sent so that we can follow Him intimately through each day that He, by His own word, promises that He's designed for the good of those who are following Him, and not just called, but actually love Him. And He distinguishes our definition of love from His when He says, if you love me, you do what I say. And, of course, doing what He says, it means that we have our eyes, our ears, our whole soul is focused on Him. And if that is the case, I'm completely convinced, especially by what Jesus obviously poured through Paul the Apostle in the letters to the body, that if our eyes are on Him, if we are facing Him and coming toward Him, then His life shines through us. It's like a fountain. He told that same lady at the well that if you take a drink of this living water that I'm offering you, it will become a fountain. And actually, the term is like a geyser, an explosive, gushing fountain of living water. And we're not the manager of that, because our focus is on Him. And the peace of leaning on Him and trusting in Him becomes our life, but at the same time, He's pumping Himself through us into the natural world to change lives, and we don't even notice, because we're so enamored and so in love with Him that everything He says, we're just leaning on every syllable and every whim, every glance, as the Scripture says, be guided by the eyes of the King. Just Him glancing gives us the direction of our life. So it's like an automatic influence that's wielded not by us, but by the Almighty God. I think it was Madame Guyon in like the 16th century that said God is the irresistible gravity. And if we can just bring ourselves to let go of the stuff we're dependent on and thinking that will satisfy us or hold us up, if we just let go, we free fall into God. And the effect of a life that's free falling into God is what we see in Jesus' life. Hmm.
David Warren here, your host. I'm also program director of the Oasis Radio Network, and I would say that my program director's pick as far as Terry's music, Terry Clark, is the CD Only Believe, the three solo songs that we feature today, God You're So Good to Me, High and Lifted Up, We've Come to Worship, are all from that particular CD. And he's got lots of CDs, by the way, and also the special Maranatha collection, the different Maranatha songs from throughout 20 years that feature Terry's voice, 15 songs in all. One of the tunes that we played earlier, The Battle Belongs to the Lord, that was originally from Praise 11, is on this compilation CD, which is also available through Terry's website. Again, that address is catalystpeople.com. And on the website, there's a section of different letters that your listeners and fans, such as I am, have written to you. And listeners to today's Roadshow, make sure that if you have enjoyed the program or have enjoyed Terry's music throughout the years, that you take a moment to go to catalystpeople.com and send him an e-letter as well. Harvey wrote to you and Nancy saying, "I would like to tell you a brief story concerning the CDs Living Worship and Let's Worship. Several years ago, I injured my back rather severely and ended up having two back surgeries. During the time before and after each surgery, I was experiencing a lot of fear about the future. Would I be able to support my family? Would I re-injure myself? I was unable to work for almost a year. Well, to make a very long story short, I started listening to the two CDs every day. I was placed in a rehabilitation program where I was undergoing 3 hours of physical therapy and 3 hours of occupational therapy Monday through Friday. I had to take a bus to the hospital every day. I would listen to the songs all the way to and from the hospital. The Lord used your songs, Terry Clark, to bring a sense of peace and reassurance to my heart. He spoke to me through your songs. It was like soothing medicine to me." Karen wrote, "Hi, you two." That's, of course, you and Nancy. "I don't think I ever told you, but I bought a copy of Only Believe for a friend's sister who was going through some horrible depression. She didn't know her own kids. Really sad situation. She had some horrible things happen in her life that she never dealt with. Didn't even tell anyone about it until 20 or 30 years later, and she had just gone downhill to this state. Not a Christian, but she and her husband got up every morning listening to the CD, and she said that it gave her hope. So, you are touching people's lives in ways that you don't even know. I hope you are being blessed beyond belief. I think of you often and hold you close to my heart." Those letters have to feel good as you hear me read those to you today, Terry.
Yes, they're so... there's no words for me to explain what happens when those stories come out. And, in fact, the Lord held that kind of report off for 5 years when we first put ourselves in His hands to do what we do and to do it full time. When He held that back, it was like a training to not depend on that, but to keep our eyes on Him and to learn how to do that. But then after 5 years, the reports started coming in from those 5 years, and now sometimes it's a story that was 20 years ago or 15 years ago, and we feel the Lord's hand on our shoulder going, "It's the work I've got for you, so don't grow weary, and we'll be busy until we're done. So just keep your eyes on the road, keep your eyes on me, and will accomplish what your Father has meant to accomplish through you. And then we'll get to the main event, because then you will have qualified for what we've got in store for the future."
Well, Terry, we have been broadcasting here at the Oasis for almost 25 years, and this is a story from about 20 years ago, a very sweet and dear lady to my heart, a grandmother. And she was driving out in inclement weather. It was winter time here in Oklahoma, and there was some ice that had formed on the road, and her car was, I guess, not being able to be controlled well, and she had the Oasis on, and you were singing, "Jesus is at the wheel," and it just brought her peace. And she was able to calm herself and take control of the car properly and was safe. There was no accident. And so that story has stuck with me all these years. Your song, "Jesus is at the Wheel." We're going to play that as we say goodbye to you today, the version from your newer CD, The Prize. I want to thank you for being our special guest on today's Roadshow.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, David. Thank you very much.
For more information on Terry Clark, you can go to his website and be sure to send him an e-letter while you're there and let him know what you think of the music and today's roadshow. The web address, catalystpeople.com. Well, as we go to the song, "Jesus is at the Wheel," written and performed by today's very special guest, Terry Clark, I'm David Warren saying, it's been another great roadshow.
I've tried so many times to guide this life of mine, then I remember Jesus is at the wheel. And I've learned when All I know's just not enough. Then I remember Jesus is at the wheel. He's at the wheel. No need to hurry, 'cause you're just along for the ride. He's at the wheel. No need to worry, 'cause I know he'll get you over to the other side. So when you're trying so hard and you feel like it's just too far, just remember Jesus is at the just along for the ride. He's at the wheel. No need to worry, 'cause I know he'll get you over to the other side. So when you're trying so hard and you get feeling like it's just too far, just remember Just remember.